Can-Man Show is brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/Can-Man. There's over 75,000 titles for you to choose from for your iPod, your Zune, your iPhone, all that good stuff. And also, the Can-Man Show this week is brought to you today by Dublin City Pub, home of $3 Guinnesses every day. $3 Guinnesses. Mm-hmm. More information can be found at thecanmanshow.com. Your hosts, Timmy, Jamie, Kevin, and myself. I am the Can Man. Welcome to the show. Gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. What up? Joining me tonight is Kevin's out. So I just see I did that little joining me tonight thing, letting you think I was going to actually say who's going to be here tonight. Mm. And then I like changed gears.
Classic misdirect.
Yeah, classic misdirection. On my right tonight, I've got Corey Jordan.
Block the stalls.
Block the stalls. Block the stalls. Across from him is Chuck Kavanaugh.
Howdy, Chad.
Howdy, Chuck.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
You look
Turn that frown upside down, Chad.
I am. And then across from me is Dantastic.
Thanks, Chad. What it is, folks.
Wow. Are we sure it's actually Dan and not Dan's evil twin?
Yeah, he's got the, like you'd mentioned,
I'm the one
he's
with
got
the emotion chip.
He's got the evil Spock.
The Spock beard. Yeah.
Dan the Merciless.
Dan the Merciless.
I need a bracer. Or a gauntlet to just finish the outfit.
I'm telling you, I've got the gauntlet on right now.
And
I
Chuck's
got
the bracer.
It.
Yes.
And Chuck's bracer beats my gauntlet. But Chuck, you made yours.
Yes.
Leathers by Preston. Oh, wait. You know, Rise Above Leathers.
Yes, thank you.
By Preston.
Yes.
Which is really by Chuck. But Chuck, your website, which is not out there yet, but I don't want to put the...
You can go to the website and see all the hot models that... Chad drooled over one entire night while we were completely inebriated.
That sounds like Elizabeth. Chad. Elizabeth was the photographer.
Yes.
And one of those hot models is your cousin, so
yes.
I'm not going to say too much about that.
That's okay. You already did, whether you remembered it or not.
That also sounds like that.
Pretty cute. And, yeah.
Yes.
You would have liked her.
Why?
Boobies.
Oh, he said your word.
I did.
Before
See,
you
I got your boobie
your
reference
word.
Out of the way right at the beginning, and you didn't even have to do the work. I did it for you. I love you, man.
I love you too, Chad. Thanks.
So Kevin is out. He's ill again, but
scurvy.
He's recovering from
ill. So he'll be back next week, hopefully, unless something else horrible happens to
him. He has a hook arm and
Kevin,
an eye patch.
Kevin, I'm sending you nice feelings.
Right on.
And good vibes.
I love you, man.
Listen to the show.
No, he doesn't. That's
he'll
why
listen
I'm doing
to this part of it, and then he'll shut it off.
Yeah.
Like, so, you
love
told
you, Kevin.
Him to?
No.
We talked about you, Kevin. Listen to the show.
Yeah, no, he'll kick my butt if I talk too much more about him. So. Anyway,
moving on.
That's my
moving
clown
on.
Laugh. Did
moving
you like
on,
that?
Then, geez.
Moving on. So, what'd you guys do this last week? Anything?
I looked for a job.
You look for a job? That's
what
great.
I do every week. It's
you know,
try to
I got a position open for sales. I know you're not a big salesman, but
I know. No, I couldn't even sell some me, and I actually believe in me.
Yeah,
I believe in this, and I know there's no way that
I believe I can. Fly.
You know, it's good. It's good. You'd like it. You probably should advertise. We're getting more and more listeners, but if you don't want to, I get that.
Personally, I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty we possess inside. You know,
was that Whitney or Dolly Parton?
Pride. I mean, come on.
Make it easier. Anyway, Dan, how was your week?
Well, my week was wonderful.
Gen Con?
Got back from Indianapolis yesterday.
Cool. Mm. You saw our pals from Midnight Syndicate?
Yeah. Shout out to Ed Douglas and my apparent new friend Jason Carter, who bantered with me back and forth a little while. If you haven't heard of Jason Carter, go IMDb him. He's got a lot of B-movies, and he was on Babylon 5.
Oh, B-movies rule.
He did an episode of Angel. And
B-movies.
Sounds kind of like boobies.
Booby movies.
Booby movies.
But anyway,
there could be.
Midnight
I don't
Syndicate,
know.
For those of you who had gone out to the Frightmare Forest, I played some of their stuff at the Frightmare Forest back when I had it.
Ooh, unreal.
I played a lot of
back when it was Canfield's.
Stuff, yeah, Frightmare back when Forest. It was Canfield's Frightmare Forest. But once in a while, you might hear a Midnight Syndicate tune be played. They play them at a lot of haunted houses because they let you play them for free.
Yeah. Royalty free.
As long as you mention that it is Midnight Syndicate. They're good guys. I've met them all.
Amazing guys.
There's two or three guys that are in there. They've done soundtracks for when you play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yep. It's
supposed to give you, like, mood for, like,
official
different dungeons.
Oh, yeah. Wizards of the Coast sanctioned product.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it is. When they first did it, I wasn't sure if they were or not. But
not
anyway.
At all irritating when you're running a game. Someone starts playing the theme music.
No, it's not really theme music. It's
no,
more
it's mood music. Yeah, it's still
right.
Irritating as hell.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're... You know.
If you're a Rotting Flesh radio listener,
oh.
Yeah.
Their music is always playing in the background.
Yeah.
So Midnight Syndicate has their foot on the ground, and they're doing their thing.
They've been doing it for as long
as
the Frightmare
Drowning Pool.
For at least
longer,
10 years.
At least, yeah.
At least 10 years.
Ed's latest project was, he wrote and directed a movie called The Dead Matter.
Right.
Which is available at Hot Topic.
Right.
Was available starting July 30th, and a whole bunch of stores are running out. So if you don't have yours, go to MidnightSyndicate.com or check out Hot Topic.
Cool.
Go check them out because they're going to be talking about us here pretty soon, I think.
Hopefully.
Yep.
We love you guys.
Awesome. I got to know, did you guys call each other, Dan, Chuck, before you came over? Purple. We'll go Purple.
Oh,
no, that's...
Actually, no,
that's the exact same shade.
That's what Dan wears
purple.
Is purple.
I have about
yeah.
four purple shirts hanging in my closet right now.
That was
No.
That was
five.
Unplanned.
Are they the exact same cut, too? No, not this one. This
no,
one.
No, that one. Chuck, I noticed you have a man fro going. What's that about?
It's the humidity. It's
humidity?
Not the heat. It's the humidity.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm melting.
Yeah. It's, you know what? In Chicago, it wasn't as humid. I mean.
Really?
We were in Chicago this weekend.
It's weird. You're so right on Lake Michigan. You'd think it would be.
Did her graduation. Yeah, the Lake Michigan.
Indianapolis was absolutely pleasant this weekend.
72 degrees was the
yep, wow.
in the morning
wind.
On Sunday. And,
it's the windy city.
It's supposed to get up to like 90, but... You know, you would not have known that. Yeah. Saturday was awesome. We spent the morning at the graduation at this huge complex for, like, conventions. I'm surprised.
Oh, McCormick Center?
McCormick yep. Center, yeah.
I've been
they have a theater
that
there.
Is enormous.
It is massive.
Yeah, it's like what, five or six city blocks or some crap
it's
like that?
It's bigger than that,
it's
I
gigantic.
Think. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And then went to Navy Pier, spent the afternoon there, walked up and down, got to go on the... Ferris wheel.
I'm curious. Do they have an Old Navy at the Navy Pier?
No.
Would that be the Navy Pier Old Navy? Because that'd be
Navy the Old Navy.
That's Seaman
Navy
there.
Pier. I am all by myself here.
I did see Seaman there though. There's a lot. There's like a naval base near there, and so there's a lot of you know.
Lot
that's
of
where they go on the on their leave, Seaman leave. I don't know. I'm not in the Navy.
Seaman wow. Leave. Now Chad's all alone. I feel better.
No.
Seaman leave.
They leave.
You know it's long and hard, full of seamen.
Submarine.
Yeah.
What?
What's pink, goes in hard, and comes out soft? Bubblegum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Third grade jokes.
I was horrified. You? Dan?
You just didn't hear those jokes in third grade? I think Chuck taught it to me.
Truly tasteless jokes.
I'm actually remembering back to last week when I was doing the honor offer joke, and Chad just kept yelling at me.
Dan, yeah, I love you, man.
Yeah. But.
Sure.
That was hilarious.
That yeah, was.
We got to have some drama once in a while. Because, you know, it makes it interesting. Zerby says one of his favorite moments were when... Kevin yelled at me one time on the show. So you guys need to yell at me more often.
Which time?
Yeah, I know. But
Kevin, Chad, my goatee looks
are you going to let me talk? That's Kevin's favorite line. So. Are you going to let me talk?
Oh, this was just a couple episodes where he got mad because Dan and I were purposefully interrupting him every time he'd start talking.
Yeah, don't do that to Kevin.
And then, to top it all off, I actually poked him.
Oh, no.
The poor guy's illin'.
Yeah, now he's ill. We love you, Kevin.
Is he ill or is he just...
Well, I'm not going to go into
it's
it.
Good for the show.
He's just not here. He's just not
that's
here.
That's what I thought.
I was told not to talk about it.
Yeah, he's recovered.
But yeah,
he'll be better. He'll be back.
Yeah, some sort
experiencing some hardcore video game time.
I hope so.
Probably.
Yeah.
Nintendonitis.
Yeah. And that's from something entirely different.
Yes.
So Chicago was pretty good. I mean, we did the Navy Pier thing. And then Sunday was kind of a washout because it rained. We were going to go to Lincoln Park Zoo because the locals there say, oh, I'm going to go back to Saturday. We went to lunch on the corner of 8th and, what is it, 8th and
Lake
State.
You.
8th and State Street. A couple streets over from Michigan Avenue. By the way, Lollapalooza was going on.
Yes.
$90 a day. Lady Gaga was there on Friday. I didn't go. But anyway, Luminetti's Pizza.
Would love to just Luminetti's, pop all the bubbles on
supposed to
costume.
Be one of the most delicious pizzas, Chicago style, home of like this, like the home of Chicago style pizza, that or Pizza Uno's, one of the two. But we went to Luminetti's, had their sausage pizza. It was very good. But I didn't quite care for the outside crust, you know, the part that touches the pan. Didn't quite care for that. It just didn't have a whole lot of flavor. But the sauce was excellent. The cheese was great. Had some cheese bread, and their salad was delicious. So tonight, I wanted to do the pizza, I called it the Pepsi Challenge. Remember when we were kids, they did the Pepsi versus Coke. Anyway.
Pepsi versus Like.
New Coke versus Classic Coke.
Yeah. Anyway, I decided to try one of the more well-known pizza places in Cedar Rapids, Tommaso's. Now, of course, I didn't get the Chicago style. I got the Detroit style. So I'm kind of comparing apples to oranges in the world of pizza.
No, you're comparing Granny Smith apples to Red Delicious apples.
Anyway, it's pizza. So I got a sausage pepperoni pizza from Tommaso's tonight. The Luminetti's, I think their sauce was superior. Cheese was about the same. But with the Detroit style, what the difference is, it's a deep dish pizza like the Chicago style, but you have cheese that's like baked burnt on the crust in Detroit style. And adds so much flavor to the pizza. And if the Tommaso's wins that part of it, the sausage from Luminetti's was more of a mild, less spicy, but their sauce had a little heat to it. Tommaso's, just a light heat, nothing major.
To me, that's how you judge good pizzas. Is it an end-to-end piece? Can you eat it tip to crust all the way through?
Tip to crust. If you stop Tommaso's the crust, won that. Tommaso's won that. So, way to go, Tommaso's.
I like your bland bones, though. The pizza bones, I like that because then that's what the marinara sauce is for.
Oh, dude, no, it was very
garlic butter,
very cornstarchy.
Dear Lord. Really?
Yeah, I didn't care for it. Hmm. It might have just been had a bad crust or something, but, you know, number one pizza place in Chicago. You know,
what are the odds that you would get the only bad crust they made that
day? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Probably.
It's unlikely.
But you know what? The service at Luminetti's was fantastic. There was a wait, but they have you order ahead while you're waiting. And that way you're not sitting at your table waiting for your order to cook. Because, you know, deep dish pizza takes a while.
Yep.
So you guys know how I love pizza. So.
Yeah, both hands.
Yeah, both hands. But anyway.
You like candy too, don't you, Chad?
I do, but we'll get to that later.
Ooh.
Sunday.
Teaser.
Sunday. Cool. We're still in Chicago. Did not get to go to Lincoln Park Zoo or Ed DeBevick's. Ed DeBevick's is one of my favorite restaurants to go to.
You suck!
Why? Oh, you like Ed DeBevick's.
I've been there.
Yeah, bite me. Anyway, I had a hat from Ed from
Start
there that said bite me.
Throwing their straws and napkins at you.
Yeah. Oh. Good food, fresh service was their motto.
Then they get up on the tables and dance.
Yeah, they pass your food out to the people that sit next to you.
And there was a place like that in San Antonio.
Dick's Last Resort?
Yeah.
Oh, that was yours? Oops.
Dick's is more adult-oriented, whereas Ed's isn't.
Dick's.
Had a guy, one of my friends that went to Dick's, and they're one of those places like you got crabs at some place. They serve crabs there, so you get crabs at Dick's.
Yeah, got crabs at Dick's.
But they give you these white paper hats, and on there one guy wrote, "I star in gay porn." On one of the waiters wrote that on somebody's hat.
Yeah, they'll bring you like if you order iced tea, they'll bring you the tea, but it's completely filled with straws. You just grab a hunk of straws and toss them, and you're good.
I gotta say, with Dick's, we had a really good experience with them before they opened in Denver.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they gave you an insider club card.
Well, no, that was the grocery store Dick's. No, Dick's Last Resort in Denver. It's been about 15 years ago when they opened. But before they opened, they had a big party, and somehow we got an invitation to go opening night party, and all the free liquor, booze. But anyway, rainstorm in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and they go to like whatever sporting goods stores they could find, and they buy these really expensive rain ponchos, and they gave them to everybody. I mean, just gave them to them for coming to the party. It was a big expense. I mean, it was really cool, and they did a really good job. But wow. Anyway, that was a long time ago. Hopefully they're still around and still in business.
Back in days of yore.
Yes, back in days of yore. But there was a lot of celebrities there, a lot of sports celebrities. Of course, I don't watch sports. So, but it was right there by the Denver baseball field, diamond.
Rockies,
both. Yeah.
Yeah, both are acceptable.
Yeah.
Field or diamond.
Yeah, right there. Yes. Right, it's right over by park. There. Like a park. Block away. Anyway, but Chicago was good. We did go to IKEA.
I love IKEA.
And I half expected...
Big square blue building.
Yeah, big. Well, it's more of a diamond.
Good cinnamon
rolls. It's weird.
You had no idea, did you, Chad?
I've seen pictures. I did. I did have an idea. But okay. I had no idea that it was like three levels.
Yeah.
One of the things that was cool was kind of like the cruise ship where you could drop off your kids.
Yeah. That was Krista's favorite part, wasn't it?
Well, no. She just liked being able to go in there. They have a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
My mom would be able to shop there. My mom's 4'8" tall. All of the chairs and stuff are really close to the ground. Did you guys notice that? IKEA's furniture.
Everything's like close to the ground.
Way close to the ground.
The beds, et cetera.
It's European.
Yeah. Is Swedish. It Swedish
yeah.
thing?
Yep.
Less space. Something. Lower ceilings.
Yep.
Short people.
They're trying to make people shorter in Europe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I could see that
by
the furniture. But my mom would love it because, the furniture actually fit her. But they were able to drop off your kids for an hour. Which is not enough time in that place.
No, it takes all day.
They have a restaurant in there, and
your first time is an all day trip.
We were there in and out in an hour and a half.
It took us 4 hours to our first time, but that was the one by Mall of America. It's only
this
two
wasn't in Schaumburg, and then that's also the mall next to it. I think.
I've been to the mall in Schaumburg, the one with the ramps. You're on the third level, now you're on the fourth level, and you don't remember changing levels.
Well, that's where they filmed a lot of the John Hughes films.
Yeah.
At that mall. Weird Science was filmed there. Yeah. Yep. And John Landis, I think that's where they filmed Blues Brothers. Disco Pants and Haircuts is not in there anymore. But when the Blues Brothers car chase goes through the mall, I think that's that mall.
You're right.
But it's way
different. One drawback about IKEA besides that their catalog stinks. Like if you get their catalog, it's like a full setup room, and you're going, "Ooh, I like that little piece over there."
But right,
but it's like hard to distinguish, and you got to go to like a separate reference section.
Right,
but in the store, it's like you find a closet,
hang tag.
It's like a component. Like, oh, this would be awesome in my room. Oh, wait a minute. So it's $100 for this one little piece, but in order to get the whole thing of what they have set up here, I got to buy three other components,
It's this, not like this and this. Yeah. And you got to go to this crate over here to get this one and this one over here.
Of course, you guys on the show that are listening can't see this, but I got a track lighting
fixture.
Which
is very cool.
That something similar to that I saw at Home Depot. It was like $70. Mm-hmm. I got it for $30.
Yeah.
And it came with the light bulbs.
Yeah.
Probably the only place I'll be able to find the light bulbs is IKEA.
Yeah, that's where they get you. Drive back to Schaumburg every time one burns out.
All right.
I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Because, they'd be LED ones, though.
Yeah, these are halogen. I'm sure that my electrical bill has gone up like 500%.
And you look much tanner.
Between the AC and the track lighting.
You do look much tanner, seriously.
Yeah, it's because I just came back from the Caribbean a week ago.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, you should have seen him last week. He took his shirt off, and there was no color difference between his head and his belly button.
I came home, and my pool was empty. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah, you guys know I put like 27 patches in the bottom of that pool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I put to keep it filled this year, I've had to put patches in there. And this last one, while we were gone, it must have sprung another leak. And so I came back to an empty pool.
You were gone for a week, over a week?
Yeah, we were
okay,
gone a week.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, 2 days, that's a big leak.
Sounds like one of my kids got hit by a truck out
See,
there.
See, it sounded like it sounded like someone was beating your dog. That's what I heard.
No, it's my daughter, Zoe. I can tell. Yeah. Uh-oh.
I didn't do it.
If
I was all
major,
the way in
they're going to come in here right now.
I have an alibi. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I hear footsteps.
Is it break time?
You know what? Because we're talking about IKEA, we're going to pause right now, and I'm going to play IKEA by Jonathan Coulton.
Awesome.
Yes.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began with a guy named Thor. God named Thor. Guy?
God.
Whatever. We'll be right back.
And child.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began with a god named Thor. There were Vikings and boats and some plans for a furniture store. not a bodega, it's not a mall. They sell things for apartments smaller than mine, as if there were apartments smaller than mine. IKEA, just a moke and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home, but if you don't have a home, you can buy one there. Cash down and put your trust in the land where the furniture folds to a much smaller size. Billy the bookcase says hello. So does the table, his name is Ingo. And the chair is a ladderback perch, but his friends call him Carl. IKEA, just a mug and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, selling furniture for kids and a horseman. Everyone has a home, but if you don't have a home, you can buy one there. IKEA, plywood, brushed steel. IKEA, meatballs tasty. IKEA, Allen wrenches. $60 and a chair and a lamp and a shelf and some candles for you. I was a doubter just like you till I saw the American dream come true in New Jersey. They got a goddamn Swedish parade. IKEA, just some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home. If you don't have a home, you can buy one there.
The violent splash of ice and blood had already baked into the sidewalk in the minutes since the fall. As Heat stepped over there, she noted that the cafe umbrellas and the stone walls of the building also wore dried blood, ice spatter, and bits of tissue. She got as close to the wreckage as she dared without contaminating the scene and looked straight up. It's raining men. Nikki Heat didn't even turn. She just sighed his name. Rook. Hallelujah. He held on to his smile until she finally looked at him, shaking her head. What? It's okay. I don't think he can hear me. She wondered what sort of karma payback it was for her to be saddled with this guy. It wasn't the first time that month she had wondered it either. The job was hard enough if you were doing it right. Add a reporter with a mouth playing make-believe cop and your day just got a little longer. She backed up to the long flower boxes that defined the perimeter of the outdoor cafe and looked up again. Rook moved with her. I would have been here sooner except somebody didn't call me. If I hadn't phoned Ochoa, I would have missed this. It's just tragedy upon tragedy, isn't it? You wound me with your sarcasm. Look, I can't research my article on New York's finest without access. And my deal with the commissioner specifically states, trust me, I know your deal. I've been living day and night. You get to observe on all my homicides just like real-life detectives who work for a living. So you forgot. I accept your apology. I didn't forget, and I didn't hear any apology. At least not from me. I kind of inferred it. You radiate subtext. Someday you're going to tell me what favor you did for the mayor to get this ride-along pushed through. Sorry, Detective Heat, I'm a reporter, and that's strictly off the record. Did you kill a story that made him look bad? Yes, God, you make me feel cheap, but you'll get nothing more. Detective Ochoa wrapped his busboy interview and Heat beckoned him over. I passed a doorman for this building who looked like he was having a very bad day. Go check him out. See if he knows our dough. When she turned back, Rook had curled his hands to form skin binoculars and was sighting up the building overlooking the cafe. I'd call the balcony on 6. When you write your magazine article, you can make it any floor you like, Mr. Rook. Isn't that what you reporters do? Speculate? Before he could reply, she held her forefinger to his lips. But we're not celebrity journalists here. We're just the police, and darn it, we have these pesky things called facts to dig up, and events to verify. And while I try to do my job, would it be too much to ask that you maintain a little decorum? Sure, no problem. Thank you. Jameson? Jameson, Rook? Rook and he turned to see a young woman behind the police line waving and jumping up and down for his attention. Oh my God, it's him, it's Jameson Rook! Rook gave her a smile and a wave, which only made his fan more excited. Then she ducked under the yellow tape. Hey, no, get back! Detective Heat signaled to a pair of uniforms, but the woman in the halter and cutoffs was already inside the line and approaching Rook. This is a crime scene. You have to go. Can I at least get an autograph? Heat weighed expediency. The last time she tried to chase off one of his fans, it had involved 10 minutes of arguing and an hour writing up an answer to the woman's official complaint. Literate fans are the worst. She nodded to the uniforms, and they waited. I saw you on The View yesterday morning. Oh, my God, you're even cuter in person. She clawed through her straw bag, but kept her eyes on him. After the show, I ran out and bought the magazine so I could read your story, see? She pulled out the latest issue of First Press. The cover shot was Rook and Bono at a relief center in Africa. Oh, I have a Sharpie. Perfect. He took the marker and reached for her magazine. No, sign this. She took a step closer and tugged aside the cup of her halter. Rook smiled. I think I'm gonna need more ink.
Also on the break, you heard a preview of Heat Wave by Richard Castle, as you mentioned on last week's episode. That was from the show Castle. But you, the listener of this fine Can Man show, you can get that book for free or any other book you want because Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. This week we're recommending, again, Heat Wave by Richard Castle, and that's the one that Nathan Fillion plays.
Yep.
He's
a fictional author. You got to love that.
The fictional author of this non-fictional book.
Or what's-her-face from that Tony Danza show.
Alyssa Milano?
Alyssa Milano. Mm. She was on that show once, and he got to smooch on her, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, America.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, try out their service. When you try out their service,
it doesn't cost
you anything, but you can hook us up by trying out their service. Audible gives us a little something to help us pay our bills. So,
yes, we
check
do
out
have
their
bills.
Check them out, and
it's a no risk trial. If you try it and you don't like it, it costs you nothing. You get to keep the book and the player.
Right.
And you can just turn off the service and never pay them a dime if you don't want to. But I suggest paying them the dimes that they ask for because the service is quite awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
But also on the break, just to give you an update, Zeta hit Zoe with a stick.
Not a pointed stick.
A wooden stick, and not a metal stick.
And Chris says it wasn't that big of a stick. So that was that.
And I cracked open Dan's salsa.
And yeah.
So if you hear random crunching noises in the background.
Dan's.
Or the foreground, for that matter.
Homemade. Wonderful salsa.
Recipe out of my head.
Mm. Yes, Dan's famous for his salsa. Are you making a salsa shark?
we have round chips, not triangular chips. Mm.
That's okay.
Okay, I didn't know what he was talking about until you mentioned the shape of the chips.
Salsa shark?
Yep.
It was a Clerks reference.
Looks like we need a bigger boat.
A bigger boat. Bigger boot. Happy Scrappy Hero Pup.
That's all you have to say.
Yep. Anyway.
Chewbacca.
37.
Try not to. Yeah, okay. On your way to your car.
Did he parking just line. Say making.
Okay, that's our first one.
Hello.
You son of a bitch.
We were clean right up until that moment.
You son of a bitch.
I'm just glad it wasn't me. You know how passionate I get.
Oh, ah, that laugh felt good.
Yeah, it did.
You know, Chad?
Yeah, Chuck.
I'm going to have really bad onion breath after eating this. Do you have any mints by chance?
Ooh. I do. And you know, a funny thing, you should mention that. While we were at Navy Pier, I went to this candy store at Navy Pier.
Well,
and
how
I have
about
a couple
that?
Different kinds of mints, but I don't know if they'll help your breath.
May I?
Yeah.
No, you'll be emitting.
Would you like...
garlic out of your pores.
This will kind
of
go with it. Onion ring mints. Oh, wait, delicious onion ring mints.
Oh, don't forget the delicious.
Yeah, they don't say horrible or...
So here, try an onion ring mint.
Nasty.
That should help.
Yeah, pass them around, will you? So everybody gets to problem. Try a...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I think kind of, onion ring mints. I think starting with the onion ring mints are... They're a little big for Rufus.
They're glories.
Chuck, you don't...
That was a nice segue, Chuck, by the way.
You missed that episode.
You almost never end up on the road.
Here, what's... You're only taking one?
Damn it.
Oh my God, they smell like those French onion things you put on top of the green bean casserole.
Yeah, they do actually, fried onions.
You said they're like they're extract a Funyun?
Yeah.
I'm stealing that from Corey.
Well, it says artificial onion ring flavor.
We're trying them all.
Yeah, we're going to try them
all. Yeah. Hey. I went straight to the chew.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oniony, minty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get any mint. It does. It tastes like Funyuns.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Sugar-covered Funyuns.
Yeah. Sugar-coated Funyuns.
Interesting. What do you get over there next?
Wow, that was almost a swear.
You really want one already?
Sugar-covered Funyuns?
Yeah, you're spreading it out. I'm going to spread them out
a little bit. You know what's good?
That sounds like a
You know what goes
position.
Good with Funyuns?
What?
But, delicious what? Onion ring mints.
What do you chase that with?
Corn dog mints.
Oh.
With artificial corn dog flavoring.
Mm. Oh, they look exactly the same. So you could take those two things and mix them together. No one would know.
It'd be like jelly bellies.
Isn't everything in a corn dog artificial? Yet we're artificial.
Occasionally
artificial?
The meat.
The lips and the...
Occasionally. Sometimes the corn is natural. My daughter made homemade corn dogs at her last year of high school. They took hot dogs and made their own cornbread and fried them.
That's what I had for breakfast on Saturday.
My daughter's just not getting it.
Just corn dogs.
Chad, I thought you were going to get all svelte by episode 150.
What the crap?
Svelte.
Yeah, no, that means you're going to lose weight.
Right, that's why I'm only having one. So here I go. Here, I'm going to have the corn dog mint.
Okay. I'm not getting it.
I got to know, how many calories are these per mint?
These are kind of yellowish.
I'm on a very strict diet.
I don't
eat whatever the crap I want.
They're actually kind of good. They kind of taste like Pez.
Yeah, a little bit. Give me a handful of those suckers.
What I did, open it up and just kind of shake it.
Shake it. Like a Polaroid picture.
See, now these just smell like sugar.
Yeah, they're...
I'm diabetic.
I don't do much sugar, so I'm very attuned.
Although
to
I do have to say that none of those have cured my overwhelming salsa breath.
Well, now those are the only two mints I have.
Oh, so what else you got?
Oh, I have. Okay, this didn't taste at all like corn dogs.
Bacon beans, bacon flavored jelly beans.
They're very yummy.
Get them over here.
All right. I'll let you. Actually, I'm only gonna.
They're red, even.
They're red.
No dog. It's just.
Oh, dude, they smell like
the
bacon.
Do they?
It's like the corn coating.
Yeah, that's all. There's no.
Yeah, the breading.
Oh, yeah, they do. Holy buckets.
Yeah, it's a heavy duty bacon.
Shut the front door.
That's my line.
Oh, my God.
Did you already mash it down?
See, now, I was actually asked to do one of those Pepsi challenges.
It tastes like. What's the medicine?
There's a medicine it tastes like?
Ipecac. Oh, chloraseptic.
Chloraseptic. Yes, it tastes like chloraseptic.
They smell like chloraseptic.
Oh, my God. Butt crack. Look how much butt crack.
It was a Clamato moment. That was awesome. Jesus.
Are you
my God.
I'm going for it. Ready?
Over the lips to the gums. Look how stomach. Here it comes.
It's chloraseptic.
Oh.
Oh,
oh my God! Oh, God!
Okay. Right. Give me some of that salsa just to burn that out of my mouth.
Maybe we had to chase it with the drink.
That is horrendous. That is the worst.
It stuck to my teeth.
The second was just as bad as the first.
Good Lord.
That's good. So now the question is chloraseptic actually bacon flavored? Or these taste like chloraseptic?
Okay, I'm down to five, and they're not so bad after you get past the third one.
It's because the chloraseptic going to make your tongue numb.
Yeah.
No, my tongue's not long.
Let me see the container.
It doesn't say delicious anywhere on the, just so you know.
It's because they're not. Yeah.
So you can't
see. Oh, look at that. They don't even put the ingredients on here.
No, it's on the plastic wrap.
Oh.
Here you go, Chuck. You're the chemist.
Let me see what this...
That's what you used to do, right?
I'm still chewing. I can't get it out of my mouth. I'm afraid to swallow it because I might vomit.
Sugar, glucose syrup, modified cornstarch, chloraseptic, artificial bacon flavor. Right
there. That was good.
Yeah. And there you go.
Oh, my God.
Carnauba wax.
Give me a chip, please.
Oh.
That flavor's got to be with me for a while.
No, it sticks to your teeth because it's jelly beans.
I don't eat my salsa often because I have it all the time anyway. But
I'm having some more corn dog mints.
Bring on the onion breath, man.
That's anybody else? Corn dog mint? Corn dog mint?
No, but I need something to wash this down with as soon as you're...
Anything.
Do you have a beer? Do you already drink?
The corn dog mints are good because they taste basically like the cornbread that the dog is wrapped in.
Now that kicks ass. All
right. I'm giving Kevin the bacon beans.
Kevin, listen. Listen to the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you're not listening, I warned you.
All right. Zombie blood energy potion. It says level 5. Now, I'm going to drink some of this, and it has a biohazard daily on it. It says, similar nutrient to blood, lifeless lime flavor, up to 4 hours of energy, disturbing source of electrolytes, protein and iron, zombie mutagen free, not an actual biohazard.
Well, the thing about that is the fluid is green, and let's be honest, if it were brown, I'd be scared to drink it.
Yeah, here's the, I would be right there with you.
Here's the little thing on the back here. It says, zombie blood energy potion contains similar nutrient content to real blood. If zombie blood energy potion should reanimate any undesirable creatures, leave room immediately and call the ZPA, Zombie Protection Agency. Reanimated creatures can only be stopped by shotgun blast, fire, and decapitation.
Chainsaw.
Contains flucatronics.
If I drink that and
you know, silver tip chainsaws will kill vampires.
This has 45 milligrams of 45 calories, sorry. How much?
For the whole bottle?
For the whole bottle, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's got,
what did they say on China?
It's got caffeine in here.
Destroy or remove the...
Who wants a shot?
Me.
All right, Chuck.
Did you already try it?
No, not yet.
When at the bottom, it has a quote from the Red Queen that says, "You're all going to die if you drink this."
I saw the trailer for the new...
the Red Queen.
The new Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
It's kind of a guilty pleasure. I've seen every single one in the theater for some reason.
I like the one with the laser security system that cuts people in pieces.
Oh, is it Chuck?
Oh, that was beautiful.
I got to say, I've been around lasers a lot. There aren't any lasers that can do that yet.
To describe Chuck's face.
Was it that bad?
It looks pretty bad.
Very sour.
Would you like a...
Although I must say that I am getting somewhat
energized.
Aroused.
Would you like... that's
hey,
nice
I thought of you, Chuck.
Stay over there.
When we were in Mexico, they have a store that sells any medication you want, and they had Viagra there. I don't know why I thought of you about that.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
I still got the bacon flavor in my mouth. I should get it out.
Yeah, the salsa actually burned it all away.
Chad. Hey, Chad, give me a couple of chips, would you?
Oh, God.
Hold you. There you go. I'll take that. Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
It's kind of a...
I had five of the bacon beans, so I ain't scared.
That's gross.
I can't believe you had one.
He spit his out. Chad went straight for the bucket. I put two in my mouth.
The taste of that was worse than the sight of Chad's crack.
Hey, shut up. Whoa! Yeah, that's kind of...
Oh, if you got that first second where it's like, oh, that's not too bad. Then it's
like lime Kool-Aid, and then it throws up in your mouth.
A little bit, yeah.
Little it tastes like vomit. On it.
Yeah, they're all the packages had them. That's
I'm,
why I got
it. I'm just imagining in my mind where that is packaged at and what it's really made out of.
Corey would like some chips to partake of the wonderful, fantastic
salsa. I gotta get this bacon flavor out of my mouth.
Is the only
my
flavor
poop
that
is
going
to be so blue tomorrow. Every time I come to your show, I swear.
Green and red.
These, you know what? The winner today has got to be the onion ring mints.
That's the corn dog ones.
They taste like Funyuns.
Ew.
They are delicious.
This?
Yes, taste it.
It stinks.
It smells bad, but it also tastes bad, so enjoy.
Shoot it. Shoot it all. Finish it up.
I was at a party a couple weekends ago, and someone brought Clamato with Bud Light mixed in.
You know,
with.
If someone just randomly walked in here without seeing purpose. The packages that we have here.
Ugh. We're the Latino.
We've got, Dan's got like two little white pills and like a blood bag in front of him. I mean, someone walk in here.
Yeah.
Rufflin and Flories and, ugh.
Yeah, I think that one's going to make the garbage can.
Yeah, that's done.
Yeah.
My God.
I will not let my kids touch that one.
Back to salsa.
I love weird stuff like that, though. I love trying new
things. Yeah.
I fear nothing like that, for the most part, but...
I still have the bacon in my mouth. It's
The salsa's helping.
I'm already starting to feel the burning sensation in my stomach.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's going to burn
through to your chest. You missed the stuff, the brainwash stuff that Kevin brought.
Oh.
That was such a bad night.
I felt it had like jalapeno juice in it.
And you were there. Everyone was there for that night.
That would make a really good flashback moment.
Oh yeah. They poured the black lemonade into the styrofoam cups, and it started bubbling on the sides of the cup.
Yeah,
it was eating the styrofoam,
and the glass was stained. The glass bottle,
is still stained.
And what is this you were drinking?
It was called Brainwash.
Is it a juice? Tonic.
It's like a soda pop.
It's like a soda more like a blue dye.
Yeah,
that stuff was pretty funny. Kevin held it in his mouth for a count of five, and swallowed it. And the entirety of his mouth was blue all the way to his lips.
That's the photo.
And it stayed
that
way for like 2 days.
Kevin's Canman Show badge.
Yeah. The only thing I'd change on those badges is thicker lamination.
Yep.
Mine got folded in Chicago.
Did you wear yours in Chicago?
Yeah, I did.
I wore mine at Gen Con.
Nice. We have these little badges. They have our pictures on them.
Really?
Yeah. That way you look official when you're walking around backstage.
Yep.
Chuck, put
Speaking
it down.
Speaking of pictures, what happened to the photo shoot that we had for the...
Elizabeth hasn't sent them to me yet.
Bummer.
I need to email her.
You're unscrewing it. No. Resist.
No, just shoot it off. Finish it off, Chuck.
Go, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Chuck.
Chuck. Oh, yes.
Almost.
Suck it down.
He's doing it, and it's down.
Oh, Chuck, thank you. Now I can throw it away.
Yay. No, you need to hang it on the wall.
I can hang it on the wall.
Jug of salsa.
Put it on the list of stuff not to put in your mouth.
How about I take it home with me and fill it up and after I...
Yeah, no.
It'll be the same color.
Yeah. Maybe.
I would not want to be your toilet tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Good shot.
So I'm watching the TV with the kids the other night, and this advertising guy talking head comes out and says, "There are 1 trillion people on the internet right now." And I went, "What?" And my daughter goes, "There are 6 billion people." And I said, "There are 994 billion more people on the internet than there are people."
That is amazing.
Wow.
That is an unusual statistic.
And they're all buying cars.
I don't think the whole accuracy in advertising thing is being enforced by anyone right now.
Really?
Because that made my brain hurt.
Well, it's kind of a generic statistic. You know, what's the statistic? Like 88% of all statistics are made up?
Right there on the spot.
On the spot, yeah.
But 76.8% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or
not. That's the wizard's first rule. People are stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's been my experience.
Except the people that listen to this show.
That's right.
Except for anyone that would hire me.
No.
Those people are smart.
Chuck, are you hiring for an IT professional?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right.
You're asking me personally, like my own business?
No, I'm just asking if you know anybody who's hiring, like, you know...
I know people who are hiring. I've just got to get them to want to hire me. There are corporations around the city.
37? Sorry.
Not today.
Maybe we did suck some on the way to the parking lot.
Oh, damn.
That was a bad burp?
Yeah,
it came back
beans.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
that's,
no.
Thanks, man. That's going to be with me for a couple of days.
It was worth it just for that. Yep.
You didn't get your drink there at Road Ranger, did you?
No,
this is homemade. Oh. This is a cup that I've held on to because you can't get these red
beans.
Yeah, bacon beans. And salsa. This is
corn dog. Chuck, you seen any good movies lately?
Not new ones. I've rented.
Yeah, what's a good old movie that you've rented that's not porn?
Oh, tough question.
Can't answer it then. I watched Clash of the Titans last night, the new one.
The new one?
Yeah.
And you said it was, Really?
I mean, granted, I'm partial to the old one, but
it was
way too much modernizing.
Yeah. You know?
Can't someone make an original movie anymore?
Haven't seen it yet.
To recreate and spoil my childhood.
Gritty reboots are all the rage.
Yeah.
It is not that good.
They should have done
Power Rangers. There's a Power Ranger in that movie.
Is it really?
Yeah. And then they have, Bobo, the owl.
Yeah.
There's like a...
Cameo
one-off of...
Does it look like him?
No, it actually is him. He picks it up out of a pile of swords and goes, "What's this for?" And the guy goes, "Just leave it." And then they walk away. It's,
That's too bad. That was the cutest little R2-D2 thing in the whole movie.
They should have done a frame-for-frame reshoot of the show with good graphics or good special effects.
Yeah, but you got to have Qui-Gon Jinn in there playing Zeus.
Well, it doesn't matter who plays them. You just got to...
Release the Kraken!
I would have to say his Release the Kraken was much better than... Lawrence
Olivier's. Pretty good. Really? It does make me want to do that every time I get into bed.
Mm-hmm. You release the Kraken when you go to bed?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, as soon as I get home after eating all this stuff, I'm probably going to be releasing the Kraken.
Really?
I'll sit down in the bathroom and release
the Kraken. Of course, Chad, when you went over the garbage can, you just released the Kraken.
All right. Fat guys, crack. When you get fat, your crack goes up, your back, like 12 additional inches from your actual butthole.
It's a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
My crack went up my back.
That's right. Until it met my hair.
You're supposed to get hair that covers that.
His back.
Yeah, my hair's not long enough.
Acts like a lid.
My daughter decided last night that she was going to pull out my back hair.
Oh.
What?
That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
One at a time?
I had her scratch my back, you know. Mm-hmm. Have your kid scratch your back. She's like, Dad, I'm going to pull out all your back hair. I did not realize how much back hair I had. I almost had one of those Kelly Clarkson moments.
Well, I saw her knitting a sweater in her room. Is that what that's from?
That's it. Yeah.
She's got a spinning wheel.
Yep. Spindle.
There's Rubble so much Stilskin. Wool, you can knit a sweater.
Nice.
Anybody know what that's from?
No. What'd you say?
I said, there's so much wool, you could knit a sweater. Isn't that Porky's?
Porky's, oh yeah. It is Porky's.
Or is it Revenge of the Nerds?
No, it's Porky's.
No, it's Porky's. It wasn't Revenge.
Did you know that the main guy in Revenge of the Nerds is David Carradine's brother?
Keith Carradine, yeah.
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 It's his brother.
Yeah, we knew that.
I thought that was just kind of like weird.
And the other one's Dr. Mark Green.
Yeah, ER. Mother Goose.
Goose, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Goose. Yeah, well, I knew that, but I guess I never put him
on the moon before.
Yeah. I watched on my lunch break today part of Oh Heavenly Dog with Jane Seymour and Chevy Chase and Benji.
I've seen that.
I think Omar Sharif's in there too. It's about a guy who's a private detective in London, and he gets hired to protect this girl. He goes over there to get the girl, and she's murdered. And before he knows it, he gets murdered too, sent to heaven, makes a deal with this Russian chick in heaven and get sent back to earth as a dog. Benji.
Wait, are the Russians running heaven in this movie?
Oh, I thought you were making a Benji impression.
That's hardly fair.
Let's trade.
Anyway,
we got the moon, they got heaven. That's not fair.
That's right. So anyway, it was. I remember watching it when I was a kid, you know, really little, but I thought it was pretty funny so far. I haven't watched the end yet. I forgot how what happens. Imagine he finds the murderer and solves the case, and then comes back as himself.
As Lassie.
It's unlikely.
As Lassie. No. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Or she gets killed, his love interest, who's played by Jane Seymour.
Yeah.
And then they're both in heaven together.
No, I think she dies and becomes a dog.
Isn't that Kitty Cat?
Oh, that could do it, too. She dies and becomes a dog. Or cat. That would be, like, horrible.
That would be awful.
Because then you couldn't, like...
Maybe not.
Procreate.
I have both dogs and cats, and they don't do that.
Recent movie.
Cats are too quick.
What's that?
Wasn't she just in...
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman?
She was in, like...
Who's the one that was in Wedding Crashers? Doesn't that
her? Yeah, she was in there.
Yeah, she's Kitty Cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Call me Kitty Cat.
It was so wrong.
Yeah, but also right at the same time.
It was, yeah.
She's...
You go where the money is.
Yeah.
That's right. If it means, you know... Playing a dirty whore.
Yeah,
God bless.
God bless America.
Maybe she was just trying to break type. The problem with being on a TV show for 7 years is everyone thinks, well, she can't play that. It's not a medical role.
Right.
Or it's not frontiery enough for her.
Yeah. It's kind of like why, you know, Brittany shaved her head and showed her to everybody.
No, that's just because she's low rent.
Low rent. Wow. That was good.
Well, she shaved her head because she didn't. They were going to do drug tests on her hair.
She wanted the carpet to match the curtains.
Oh.
What, straight missing?
Oh, yeah.
Bald and bald.
That's right.
But you'll notice she didn't shave too close. Because there was still stubble on her head.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know.
What they do is they take
She wanted to get rid of the good girl image. Oh. Kind of why Miley was running around with, you know, her boobs hanging out in her concert. You know, she's trying to look more mature.
Yeah, that's mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask for
my wife.
Oh, no, wait. There's a better word for that.
Whore! did you say poor?
I hope that grows back.
Whore.
There was something on the news today about girls going through puberty at age 7.
7, yeah, I saw that.
My God.
Dear God, no.
Yeah, I can see that.
When was... No. Not in my house.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Studies have shown.
Do you feed your children younger. McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, any
not
of that?
Every day.
No, it doesn't have to be every day.
The hormones in that food are making your kids go through puberty
yes.
at 7?
Yes, it's actually growth hormones will pass from the food into the kids, and it's the same stuff that would cause us to mature quickly. And what the heck was that?
So do we get older faster by eating McDonald's?
No, we just get bigger and more lumpy.
Grow.
Like that episode of Family Guy where all of a sudden all the girls around in the crowd are going...
Yeah. And then he popped one.
Nice. Wasn't that a song, like in the 70s, the popcorn song? Pop, 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 pop.
I don't remember.
I don't think that was the 70s.
For sure didn't stick to that one.
Dr. Max. It wasn't a joke. It was just telling the truth.
Dr. Max. It wasn't Dr. Max.
Yeah, it was.
No, you're right. Yeah, but I don't think it was from the 70s. I think it was from before then.
That was Mambo.
Because I'm from the 70s.
Yeah, I was born in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I was born in the 60s.
We were just talking about Jane Seymour getting her chest out for a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're talking about the popcorn song on Dr. Max.
That's wow. awesome. Yeah. Isn't it great?
Take it easy. Play it safe and
be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
So you say that out of the state and people look at you like you're what retarded or something.
Yeah. So we were on vacation a couple weeks ago. I mentioned that last week.
Yeah, just swing with the stingrays.
You were on vacation?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
You swing with the stingrays?
Yeah, and dolphins.
Really?
Yeah. But
don't rub the dolphins.
In the right spots. Not a good idea. Anyway, or wrong spots.
I was raped by a dolphin.
After that, we were kind of going through that period of, you know, depression after a vacation. And we had a couple cool ideas. One of them is move to Florida. We're actually thinking about that. My mom, the second I said that we're thinking about moving to Florida, she came up with like 30 different reasons why we shouldn't move to Florida.
Should not?
Should not.
She doesn't. I've only got the one.
Air conditioning in December. Hurricane and oil spills, the first two?
Not on that side of the of Florida.
No.
The other side is what we're looking at.
Oh. So, Atlantic.
But the other idea is, Zoe says to us the other day, she goes, why can't we go on vacation every day? I'm thinking, why can't we go on vacation every day?
Money.
Well, you know, then I'm thinking, how could we go on vacation every day and make money? What if we did a podcast on the road, got a camper or a motorhome, and
awesome.
Sold all our stuff, and lived in the motorhome. You chuckle all you want.
I'm not chuckling.
Did you never watch The Wild Thornberries?
No.
Okay, see, that'll work right up until Zoe reaches the age of 15? I don't know, 12.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to find some place to live because she's going to become horrible. And being in an enclosed space that's constantly moving around, not allowing them to grow roots,
Good call. But I thought that would be awesome, you know, to adventure around the world.
Actually, once the kids are out of the house and it's just you and...
Yeah, we would have had that by now if we would have just stopped at Zach.
Yeah, but then you would have only had Zach.
Yeah.
Zoe and Zeta are awesome.
They are. What do you do?
Well... You can't kill them.
Yeah, it's true.
That's not true. You're not supposed to.
Drink beer and eat pizza.
There you go.
No, I'm
and avoid the bacon beans.
After today, I'm no more food, no more candy. No
why
more
in the name?
Yep.
Would your kids eat those?
Bacon beans?
Yeah.
Not past the first one.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I bet the dog wouldn't eat more than one of those.
She might eat them, actually. But Kevin would love them.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
He likes vomit-flavored food.
I don't think he has taste buds.
Yeah. Because
that's the first thing that came
to
mind.
You know what? I would just save them for cold and flu season. When you get a sore throat, screw the chlorcephalus.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, actually, after the fourth one, my tongue did start to swell a little.
Yeah.
Mash them up with a mortar and pestle
maybe
and then dump
some
them in Clamato.
We're probably going to listen back to the show after we're done recording. We're all going to sound like we're... Like the teacher off of Peanuts, you know?
We're dying.
What's weird is we all know each other. I mean, we all understand each other.
Oh.
But we all know each other, too, and we're all in the same room. That's weird.
And two of us are wearing purple, and two of us are wearing gray. Well,
Next week, I want you to all, if you're listening this far, next week, join us at Dublin City Pub while we record next week's episode.
That's 99, right?
Yeah, episode, 99. Hmm. Yep. Join us as we record live from Dublin City Pub. We'll be there 7 o'clock Monday night. 7 o'clock Monday night.
Dude, I'm so trying to distract you from recording out there.
You're not going to get in trouble, Dan.
Oh, God.
Sit by the jukebox. I'll sit where you were sitting.
I'll bring an extra thing of iced tea for you so you don't have to
Don't shower for like 2 days.
Gamer funk.
Yeah.
Something I experienced this weekend.
All I got to do is rub against me for 4 minutes.
You don't have gamer funk.
I can.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in the club.
I have access to the juice. Mess up my hair and forget to trim up my...
No, dude, there's a specific
tea.
Anyway,
gamer funk?
Next week,
it's not
join
music.
Us at Dublin City Pub, 7 o'clock, while we record our show. Enjoy their food, their $3 Guinnesses.
Dublin City Pub.
Is that what I said?
It's not.
Or did I say
it
pub?
You said it, but you kind of...
Pub.
Because I heard another word entirely, which is why I started laughing.
So, yeah, join us there next Monday night while we record live. $3
Guinnesses.
Yeah, $3 Guinness.
Is it Guinness? Just plural Guinness.
Guinness Eye.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to say Guinness Eye.
$3 glasses of Guinness.
Yeah, that pints.
Pear stuff that we had. I don't remember the name of it. Oh,
yeah, that was good. It was a pear cider.
Pint sounds big, but it's 16 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I prefer quartz.
And you can come up to the
16
show.
16 ounces, isn't that a pound?
Depends on the fluid.
Okay. 16 ounces is a pound, right?
16 ounces of Guinness.
16 ounces of...
A pint?
A pound a pint, 2 pints to a quart, 4 quarts to a gallon. That's what I always remember.
You the man.
Yeah.
You've got a good memory for stuff like that.
16 ounces of water is a pound. 16 ounces of milk is more than a pound. 16 ounces of this crap is probably more than a pound, too.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just pointing that out.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. Math. Mm. It's mathematical.
Math.
So Speaking from experience, guys, there are lovely ladies that hang out at Dublin City, so if that's incentive for you to show up.
And they're pretty toasty, usually. Yeah. At least from my experience.
And you can approach the show, be on the show, just don't make any comments about Dan.
Don't interrupt us when we're recording the show.
No, screw
Kevin
that.
Kevin will put the smack down.
Interrupt us all you want. Give Dan wet willies.
No.
Try to lick him while he's talking.
No.
Just use your finger, not your willy.
See, the great thing is they're gonna leave me alone. They're going to be all up in your junk. You know why? Because you're so pretty.
Whatever.
Not as pretty as the man from Coffeesmith.
So
now he is prettier, yeah, but he's not going to be
Maybe he will.
Panhandlers. We got a trouble with panhandlers in Cedar Rapids, right?
Dude, that was totally random.
Because they're from the Panhandler Society of America.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, well, I know there's a guild, but they usually park by Walmart on the east side and by St. Luke's Hospital. Well, Cedar Rapids has nothing on panhandlers. Go to Chicago by Midtown Airport, yep. Try to get to the 55.
Indianapolis.
These
Chicago,
guys actually stand in the middle of the road. They like come up between the cars. They just wander around. And they've got the same walk. It's kind of like a canter from
you
a horse, you know?
To destroy the head.
Like zombies. Some of them were enterprising. One of them had this idea that he'd get more money if he had one of those bubble guns that shoots bubbles at people.
What?
You pull the trigger and it's got the little sound and bubbles come out of it. So he's, I'm homeless, but I got bubbles. Give me money.
See, now my instinct would be to shout, gun! And shoot him.
I don't know. He didn't look like he had enough there to pull the
trigger. He's coming right for us.
But then the homeless.
Shoot him, man.
I don't know if they're actually homeless or if they just, you know, that's what they do.
Well, no, their
neighborhood wasn't that great.
The guys that were doing the Blair's Ferry Road over by the Walmart area.
Yeah.
There were guys that were getting dropped off by their wives who were driving Lexuses. It's hard to feel bad for them. And then you've got the guy who's got the one leg, Lexi. Would it be Lexi?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's not homeless, but he doesn't purport to be homeless. He's got an apartment, but he says need help. So he wasn't even lying. And then I saw one guy who said, I bet you can't hit me with a quarter. He had a sign that said, I bet you can't hit me with a quarter. I was like, that's okay, here you go.
Yeah.
When we were in Jamaica,
matter of fact, I got a whole handful.
When we were in Jamaica,
a quarter off this
other than the people trying to sell you weed, in Jamaica, there was a beggar every 5 or 6 feet. But the one guy who was the most enterprising was this guy. There's this long pier that you walk out to the cruise ship on.
Uh-huh.
He was in the water, and he was having you throw change at him, and he would dive down and get it.
Change divers.
Yeah, very deep water. And it just amazed me that this guy could do it. So I sat there and did not throw any change. I watched him dive, you know, for like an hour.
Dude, you know what sinks really well? Mentos.
Mentos.
You chuck one of those minty Mentos in there?
Well, I know what they do in diet Pepsi.
Take your bacon beans the next time. I bet they sink.
There you go.
Really
I bet that sinks like crazy.
They're sinking right to the bottom of my stomach right now.
Stop throwing the Mentos, man.
I was thinking about throwing little bits of lithium in there and seeing what would happen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Francium.
You know, if you throw a little bit of...
alkali earth metals.
Raw meat. Maybe some old fish.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Chumming.
Yeah.
I bet he gets right out of the water.
Noodling.
Now that's a salsa shark.
That'd work if they get the shrieking eels out there.
Shrieking eels.
And then when you're doing that, I want it narrated by Oprah.
See, for me, I was actually, Wallace Shawn is what I was thinking. Who is
Sean Wallace?
Is it
Wallace
Shawn?
Wallace Shawn.
I've been watching the Life series on BBC America, actually on DVD.
And it's narrated by Oprah?
Narrated by Oprah.
Oprah.
Yep.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
You know, she lives in Chicago or has Harpo Studios.
She's moving away, though.
Yeah, she's got a house in Maui.
They're sad.
Yeah, they're sad.
When she leaves, half of their
tax base?
Yeah, their tax base is leaving.
Whatever.
She has more money than
most.
Well, the rest of Chicago.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
When she pays her tax bill, Liam Neeson says, "Release the Kraken!"
That's not going to get old.
No.
No.
Not at all.
We'll be releasing
the Kraken. Are you guys going to the state fair this weekend?
No.
No?
I'm going to Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Going to the Arkansas State Arkansas. Fair, or are you just
I'm going to a baptism. My niece is getting baptized.
And they live in Arkansas?
My oldest brother does.
I'm sorry.
He did live in Oklahoma, but he moved to Arkansas. So.
Okay. Well, he moved out of Tornado Alley, so that's a good thing.
Good Lord, my kids. Oh, the door's
open.
Oh, that's because she banged her head into the door. Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm not going anywhere this weekend because... we are celebrating the birth of Ryan and Lori's child this weekend.
Yep, Lizzie.
Yep.
They're having a little thing here.
Shindig.
At my house. Am I right? Or is it somewhere else?
I don't know. I got to look at the invitation.
I think it's here. Yeah, because we got decorations here for it.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, so.
Is it a surprise thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think invitations went out like
a year ago.
I should have sworn I got an invitation from Lori.
Lori's our number one fan, so if it was a surprise, then we just blew it.
No longer.
No, they knew about it.
Okay.
I'm confident.
You hope.
It's a new hope.
Episode 4.
Yeah. You guys ever watch a lot of movies and notice, like, in the movies, there's a Stars reference in just about every other movie that's out there?
Yes.
What are some of the most famous Star Wars references you guys can think of in just a regular random movie? I got one right off the top of my head.
Shoot.
THX-1138, right at the beginning of Sneakers. That was, Sneakers, Robert Redford, Sidney Poitier, River Phoenix, Dan Aykroyd, I think, is in there.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning, there was a computer screen come up, and there's some numbers pop up on there, and then a random sequence, then it pops up, THX-1138.
Yeah.
Nice little tribute.
I think one of the most clever ones.
You count that as a Star Wars reference?
Yes, I do, because THX...
It's a
Lucas reference, which is I count as a Star Wars reference.
Because I watched THX-1138, and I've got to say... weirdness.
I liked it.
That guy was smoking some stuff.
What was the movie where the guys both put on the glow-in-the-dark condoms and they were like...
That was...
The lights turned off. And
John... what's his name from Three's Company?
John Ritter.
John Ritter and Dan... Jim Belushi was in it.
That was, to me, was one of the most clever references. It was hilarious because it looked like two lightsabers dueling with these guys.
They were spies and there was the ninjas in there. Oh, gosh, I can't think of the name of the movie.
I know, but that, to me, that was... I died when I saw it.
Real People or something like that?
Maybe.
I don't know.
No
if
idea.
You know the name.
I don't think I've ever seen that. That's something
Free
that
in the dark
John
condom,
Ritter, really?
Right
that was one of the,
I know who
like
John Ritter
big,
is.
It was a big movie. The one movie I didn't recognize him in and I did not find a Star Wars reference is? Sling Blade. He played the...
Oh, he was great. He played...
Yeah, that was like...
Hey, this is that you're queer, but not funny queer. Gay queer.
Funny, ha-ha.
I like me a big old bucket of French fried potatoes.
French fried taters.
French fried tater flavored mints.
But that was, I think, one of John Ritter's best characters that he ever played.
Come and knock on our door.
Oh, he was great in that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Any other Star Wars references you guys can think of?
All kinds of them.
Well, shoot them out.
Shoot. There's Lost.
Lost. There was a Star Wars reference in Lost.
All kinds of them.
Okay, first of all, that wasn't a movie.
Oh, Hurley?
But yes, yeah,
Hurley
they did talk about it.
Oh, well, Hurley, that doesn't count.
Yep. He was actually planning on, because there was he was in 1971 for a short time, he was planning on writing some movies that he'd seen.
But
he was
bad.
Fixing them.
Yeah. Super bad, yeah.
The scene in the cop car, that's hilarious.
That's pretty good.
No, Skywalker, you will die.
Nice.
I've heard the quote, it's no moon, that's a space station in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But I can't think of what they are.
Yeah.
So I'm useless in this game, really.
All right, I was just curious.
Hmm.
I was throwing it out there. Thought it'd make for an interesting
So the 100th episode, Chad, coming up.
Yeah, we got a big party.
Maybe we should talk about the top five things that will not be done or talked about at the episode 100 party.
That will not be talked about?
What are the top five things that you wish that you could talk about?
That I wish I could talk about or
that
not
will
talk
like,
about?
That will likely not be brought up at the 100th episode.
Gosh,
I made it you made it to 100 episodes, so what's the one topic?
The one
the
topic?
The five topics.
Clamato.
Clamato is at the top of that list.
Things Clamato, that I want to talk about?
Do not want to talk about.
I don't want to drink Clamato, but I don't mind talking about it.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. I could drink it, I guess. Have like a Clamato.
Every time you bring it up, it pees Kevin off.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that's because we called him Clamato for like 3 months after that.
Oh, he hated
Kevin
that.
Kevin Clamato Kappas.
I heard wow. The clip. He did hurl. He didn't do it on air.
No, it was me that hurled. It was him that thought it was funny. It was him that brought the stupid stuff into my house.
Okay, well, I think we have a good solid number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, number two, really.
Episode 8.
Yeah, episode
that's something
8,
that I
that
do want to talk about, but we won't talk about it because apparently it was that bad.
I don't mind talking about it. It just doesn't exist. There is an episode 8 out there, but it doesn't exist. You know what? Last week, just so you guys are aware, last week was really episode 100. I didn't point it out, but we had the holiday episodes. We had the St. Paddy's Day. We had the Christmas, the Thanksgiving.
Supplemental stuff.
Yep. So,
right.
Yep. But because I was going to skip episodes, but anyway, episode 100 is still coming up. We're still going to celebrate it.
Suppose we shouldn't mention too much about anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. That one I don't like talking about.
Now, in fairness, there was no anti-Semitism in the episode.
No,
I was the one that called it.
Right.
Because they're talking about chopping people up and putting them in the boxes, and then someone started saying, the Jews.
Yeah, that was cool. The other Corey. That was the gay
Corey.
Were you here that night?
I was here. And
yeah,
then
he
was
here.
I was the one that said, Viva Pinata, and everything went dead.
Yeah.
It just, oh.
Okay, so there's anti-Semitism,
and Viva Pinata.
And Viva Pinata. Two totally separate but related items.
We're talking about games for troops. And they're like, they're out in the field, and they're fighting, and then they're coming back to their barracks, and they're playing video games. And I said, yes. And from what I hear in Afghanistan, the number one video game of choice is Viva Pinata. And everyone looked at me like I just pooped on the table.
Yep.
After eating bacon beans.
That's puke, actually. So
that's four.
I don't know. I think probably episode number one, just in general, how I wanted it to be kind of more of a family-friendly show. And definitely
pretty much
has that. it went out the window about episode 9. So.
Assuming you don't count 8.
No, if I go back and I think about my favorite moments in the show, probably at the beginning of episode 8, just getting Kevin and Jamie, or Jamie wasn't here, Kevin and Tim in the room to sit down and record it. Just to actually do it, I think it was probably my favorite moment of the whole thing. Is just getting the ball rolling.
Okay, now this was the second version of episode 8.
Episode 8.
You'd sent Shaka Boom away.
Yeah, no. The second episode of episode 8, we kind of got some people here together the next night and said, you know what, we're throwing that one away. Let's get some more people here. Let's do it over. Because it was Shaka Boom, and then Marcus Cannon was also here and talked about raping zombies or something like that. And they were referencing something from...
Okay, I got to say, the things that you talked about on 8 must have been genuinely horrible because we have done some stuff on this show.
If you have
made it to the cut...
That you would like to point out as things that we probably shouldn't mention.
I knew
at the
episode
party.
8 was
How many
bad.
Downloads did the original episode 8 have? Or did it?
It didn't.
Zero.
Yeah, I didn't
never
post
he
it.
Never posted it.
I never posted it.
Okay.
I knew it was bad when Ryan Schoenhardt calls me and says, you know, you can post it, but I don't want my name attached to it, so don't put my name on the credits.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
Not to say that he's a credit hua, because he's really not. He's a great guy.
No.
But him not wanting to be attached.
No, he didn't want anything to do with it. He's like, please don't put my name on there. I think I could lose my job. So I'm like,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so.
Circular file.
Well, it just deleted, and deleted again. And then I wiped my machine and started over.
Zeroed out the drive.
Yeah.
So episode 100 is going to be awfully close to the 2-year anniversary too, isn't it?
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah. I mean, as I mentioned before over the years, this show started, I've been listening to other podcasts, driving back and forth to work, and I'm like, you know, I could do that. You know, one of my favorites at the time was Extra Life Radio, which is no longer, but he's got a few other, he started Frog Pants Studios, and they do some really great podcasts, by the way. So if you ever go to Frog Pants, check out Scott Johnson's stuff. He works with some very big names in podcasting. Yep. Like Tom Merritt and Randy Deluxe and a bunch of other people.
Good quality shows. Good quality material. Good quality production.
Yes. Does great production value. He's got some very... Scott Fletcher's on there, who does a lot of voiceovers for TV and radio. So he's got some very, very well-known people on his show. He's even been able to sit in with Leo Laporte with the Twit people before. So
I know who that is.
Now, Leo Laporte actually picked up a weekly version of his and Tom's Current Geek. Yeah.
Yep. Current Geek Weekly.
Yeah, so that's a Twit podcast as well as a Frog Pants podcast. So, yeah, he quit his job, and that's what he does now, is podcasts. So,
see, that sounds like a good life to me.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'd
like to not have to look for a job anymore. That's for damn sure.
Well, the secret here, Corey, is we got to sell the show.
Well, people, buy the show.
You know, if you want to buy advertising on the show... And so
it's
we can
produce up there.
More stuff. Yeah, we've already, it's only the 9th of the month, and we've already broke 1,400 downloads, which a few months ago was like...
The whole month.
Last year, we had 600 and some odd downloads for the month of August.
Yep.
We busted that on the third day of the month.
Yep.
So
is it possible for you to survey like who's doing the download?
I have surveys like SurveyMonkey.
I mean,
have surveys that I put out
to see like,
and
what type of listener and age group. And
in fact, I'm going to post the survey again.
Everything.
Yeah, I've got that kind of demographic information. Which
to me,
is really
that would
fantastic.
Help drive your.
It'd be a lot easier.
To,
yeah.
If you would like to take the survey, you can actually take it. I'll post it again on the front page of thecanmanshow.com, as well as the link to it in the show notes. On Facebook, I'll just put a link in Facebook in our fan page to the short version and the long version. And they're going to ask things like, do you own your home? Do you make X amount of money?
Do you masturbate more than 6 times a day?
It doesn't ask that question. But it also has feedback.
Yes,
I do. Feedback.
You own a flashlight.
Well, it gives you a chance to put actual feedback, you know, how you really truly feel about the show, what you like about it, what you hate about it.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we've gotten back from the survey.
Do your children pull your back hair?
Yes, they do. Anyway, so, but there's been some very great constructive criticism that's put on there, but... You know, don't put on there that Chad says too much. I mean, you can.
Actually, you don't anymore.
I used to.
Yeah, I know. Actually, when I started on, like, episode 60-something, it was fairly prevalent.
You could tell that I've kind of watched... I take criticism from the ums. You could tell when I'm tired.
Yeah.
Because that's when the ums start coming out. I start busting them out. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's three.
Yeah, right there. Damn it.
Now you owe me a buck.
Yeah, whatever.
So the answer is yes. And that, to me,
but take the survey. Yeah. What it does is helps me so I can get advertisers so
long
they know
answer, longer.
Demographic information. Demographic, not democratic. Demographic information. So advertisers will actually want to buy advertising on the show so we can put out more quality products like this one, if you want to call it.
How about if you're a download listener... This is Tell a Friend Month. Tell a friend about the Can Man Show.
Aw, Chuck, that's a great idea.
See?
It is.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Yep.
And have them tell a friend.
Because we all have friends with similar interests. Come on,
speaking
that's what
of
draws us together.
Listeners,
so.
Yeah.
Word of the day, we don't have game on Wednesday, but word of the day anyway is no game, happy birthday, Devlin.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Devlin.
Yep.
And I'm so jealous, Devlin. I wish I would have gotten whatever surgery you got, because that's freaking awesome.
Oh, he weighs less than I do now.
Yeah.
I'd like to twist his head off.
Is this the Devlin that
I love Devlin. I would never do
Devlin,
that.
Devlin, how heavy was Devlin?
He was 503 pounds.
And now he's 160. Do you know how I know?
He has it tattooed on his arm.
Wow.
And now he's at 261 as of a week ago.
Wow.
So he's got me by 2.5 pounds right now.
He lost two of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wears normal clothes. He looks like just a regular person.
Yeah.
I knew Devlin back at the comic shop.
Yeah.
The 500-pound version of him?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't even know how much he weighed because they did not have scales that could weigh him.
Right.
Congratulations, wow. Kind sir.
Yeah. And he's taking it seriously. He went to the Farah's body shaping.
Oh, yeah.
And he's running like a mile a day. And the thing about this is I'm like, well, yeah, sure you can run a mile a day. You're used to carrying an extra one of you around.
Right.
You got to feel light.
Yeah, you should feel like you should be get blown over.
I'll bet his knees are going like this. Oh, thank God. Oh, yes. So I made Chad laugh. My job is done.
Nice. Is he as svelte as Drew Carey?
Mm.
Drew Carey's lost 80 pounds, but you know who's lost more weight? John Goodman.
Really?
I saw a picture of him
today.
Yeah.
With his weight loss.
I haven't seen that. Yeah, Devlin actually brought up the Drew Carey. You were talking about Drew Carey last week, and he said, Drew Carey's a bitch.
Drew Carey didn't have the surgery.
No. He gets enough money that he could hire a guy to slap cookies out of his hands every day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What's your job? Yeah. I'm Drew Carey's cookie slapper. Guard, cookie bitch.
I'm a cookie slapper.
Can we go back real quick to feedback on the show?
Feedback on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think the perfect feedback was if everybody that listens, or most everybody that listens, make an effort to show up to the 100th anniversary.
Yes.
Party. Yes, I would love it.
All my gamers who I'm forcing to... We're not gaming on Saturday because of the party, so come to the party.
And I think we should recognize the person that comes from the furthest distance away.
Yeah.
If you're coming from Australia, we want to know it.
We could give them a hat.
You know who I want to get there?
But we could give them a box of bacon beans. Oh, I just scared them away.
Why are you punishing people?
guys, I want to get Kevin Zerbe there, but he lives in Washington, D.C. I would love to get him here. So
He lives in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, if anyone wants to donate a plane ticket.
I think he's our biggest fan.
Dude, he is so cool.
I hate for him to fly alone. Him and his wife. So if anybody wants to donate a plane ticket for Kevin Zerbe to get here,
that video trip, that he made of just awesome.
The new theme song is pretty awesome. It's kind of long, so I might have to break it into a couple different theme songs. But
he's been a fan from almost the very beginning.
I am so glad he emailed me, man. Like episode 20, he emailed me, and I'm like, everybody called him my stalker.
What, everybody that listens to the show?
Wait, I thought that was Tony from Lisbon.
No, Tony. Tony's not going to be at the party. Yeah, he said.
Did they have a movie? They have a movie, don't they?
I don't. I think he's got 13 is supposed to be going on. He's got to work tech or something.
Oh God.
Like that.
Everybody that listens to the show, even if you can't make it, throw an email at us or call the hotline.
Yeah,
we haven't had voicemails forever. It's fun to watch the Google voicemail.
757
figure out what it's saying.
Yeah.
7CM show. Would love to hear from you. You know, we might play a little clip from you on episode 100.
So, come into episode 100 and
I'm
talk
reminded.
With us.
Did you ever watch WKRP in Cincinnati?
Loved it.
There was an episode where Johnny Fever told his listeners to do something. And thousands of them did it.
Right.
And it utterly freaked him out. Because he thought he was doing his job and there were no listeners. And he found out that he was popular.
Yeah.
Well, then I think we need to dare every single one of our loyal listeners to email or to show up at the party or to...
Tell one friend about it. And then let us know
that you've told somebody. And
someone you like, actually.
Because
this is a good show. And,
yeah.
I mean, not this particular moment at the time.
But I think we're a hell of a community.
We love you. We love you guys, and thank you for listening.
We support geeks, nerds, and
group hugs
of all time.
I love you guys.
No, I'm not touching you, Mr. Bacon Beans.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we had our love moment, but I'm really happy that I have listeners, and I'm glad that you guys are here, and you guys are here pretty regular lately. mean, we started off with Timmy and Kevin and Jamie, and Jamie still shows up once in a while. Timmy's been super busy. He's done, like, and since the last time we saw him, he did hair, he did
he's an actor.
He's
also very musical, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been playing his music places, Nashville, stuff like that. So God bless him. And then Elizabeth, we need to get her here. She's in town, but if you'd like to donate...
That was one of the things that my gamers talked about.
Donate a ticket to Zerby.
Not Elizabeth.
Chuck would pay a dollar for that.
Their ability to listen to us a Playboy model.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really liked that. And well, I was
your gamers did?
Yeah, they did. They were like, that was a cool segment. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you somebody you know that what hated she
was?
That segment.
She was a person.
Yeah, she's just a person like anybody else, guys. She just came in her... sweats and
although she did talk about her triangle, which
Dorito
was a little
Ritouch, yeah
that was, yeah, that was nice
off-putting.
No, it wasn't off-putting at all.
I was gonna begawk it.
Endearing to me, but
I was gonna begawk it, but you know what, it was such a natural thing for her to talk
wasn't,
about.
It wasn't a bad word. It wasn't
dirty,
and if you said it to a kid, they wouldn't know what the heck you were talking about anyway.
I was gonna begawk it, cut it out, but no, you know what, it worked out quite well. Yeah. I haven't got any hate mail.
There was dumbass Dan who, when you were recording that little video spot for the Facebook page, I was doing Richmond in the background, Richmond from the IT Crowd.
Nice.
Because I had no clue what else to do.
It was funny. See, I did the thing where I get the heck out of the shot, and then when they say wave bye-bye, my hand popped up. You weren't in the video. Yeah, my hand was in the lower right-hand corner.
That was a rough couple days.
Yeah, you got in trouble for that one. You know what? I got in a little bit of trouble for it, too, but...
But really, Chad, you're right. She was one of the guys. Girl. Really,
I mean, and you know what? She hasn't replied whether or not she's going to make it. But I don't think she's on the road. I mean, she's on the road that time. But I actually think she might be in the area. So, if she shows up, you never know.
Well, that'd be great.
You know, we throw out the general.
Hopefully,
invitation
she comes
to
dressed as a person.
Yeah. She won't.
Because
that's what
she is. She's like a person.
I hope that Byron comes
like
with her,
person?
Too, because Byron was really cool.
Hey, he was. It's a shame he didn't grab a mic and...
sit in. I bet he would...
He was funny. The story about the mechanic and how badly he wanted to put a wrench in the back of the guy's head.
Yes, good story. Good story.
So, what, next week at Dublin City, 7 o'clock? Drop in next week.
I'm going to close the show tonight with a song that... my pal Eva Anderson and a DJ came up with last year, right around State Fair time, and I didn't hear about the song until after State Fair happened. I played on the show before.
Yeah.
The State Fair song.
It's been a while.
1, 2, 3, 4, H. Oh, that part of it just cracks me up. So, gonna close the song with the State Fair song.
Close the show. Song with the State Fair show.
The show.
Chad, how about we close the show real quick by saying that social media is da bomb.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason our downloads are so high. Yeah.
You know, I'm still disappointed with the Microsoft people, though.
Zoom?
Yeah, because I only have 330 Microsoft downloads.
I've been trying to get Trixie 360's attention, so maybe we can finally get some.
Is she Zoom or is she Xbox?
She's Xbox, she helped get us in the right category on Zoom.
Well, that helps.
But even if you're not Trixie 360, throw a little mention of at the KM Man Show out there. If you're on Twitter,
we love you.
Yeah. Find us on Facebook and.
I just did the whole nipple thing.
We need to do it on Twitter
in Tokyo.
Twitter. At the KM Man Show.
Yeah. Is it there?
Yeah, it's the KM Man Show.
I need to follow it. I have
all no spaces, just all much together. The KM Man Show. So, but when you email me, it's thecanmanshow@gmail.com, not canmanshow. It's thecanmanshow. Make sure you have that in there.
If you don't have the in there, it goes to an anal porn site, and you just don't want that kind of
meat spin. Corey doesn't want that kind of email coming to him. So.
Anymore.
Neither does Chuck. You got a website being launched again. It's
riseaboveleathers.com.
Yes. That's an awfully long URL. But
it is.
Riseaboveleathers.com. There's going to be a link in the show notes. You can see the pictures that Elizabeth took of Chuck's cousin and her leather
Chuck's apparent
stuff.
Hot cousin?
Yeah, she's pretty cute. But so is the other people that were there. That guy that is with your cousin is Thor, Elizabeth's fiancé. He's pretty cute, too.
Dude.
I just felt dirty.
Crickets. Crickets.
Wow.
But thanks so much for listening. This has been episode 90 what?
98.
This is 8.
98 is great.
And 98, what it was.
Jock the Falls.
Yeah, straight up from the IA. We got DJ P. Berry and Eva Diva. Ellison Jacobs Productions, here we go. Made clean all her messes, living high life NYC in a cocktail dresses, and her dad confesses he'd do anything for her, fly anywhere, private jet, cause he adore her. I take you on a vacation, daddy, you're the best. Bahamas, she asked, nah, baby, the Midwest, trading palm trees for cornfields, girl, see you there. Little sugar, we hitting up the Iowa State Fair. And take a look at her, she's shocked now, but soon she'd be mooing like a cow, singing,
take me to the fair, daddy, bring me along, I want to kick it with a car to get my Iowa on. Take me to the fair now to bring me along, and Chuck Culver's a baller, get your Iowa on.
Pulled up to the hotel, baby, flip a coin. She be chillin' at a Holiday Inn in Des Moines, and her daddy can't wait to take her through the gate.
Hurry up, Tanya, cause you're gonna be late.
Yeah, they buy the ticket, and now they gon' kick it. There's so much to do, little Tanya, I'll let you pick it. She sees the Ferris wheel, and it's bigger than Texas. But a city girl, all she ever ride was a Lexus. I'll give it a shot, I'll think on it maybe. The Kearney is cute, got one tooth like a baby. She fall in love with it, that Tanya girl. And she be spinning round and round on the tilt-a-whirl, singing,
take me to the fair, daddy, bring me along, I wanna kick it with the Kearney and my Iowa on. Take me to the fair, daddy, bring me along, and Chuck Carter's a baller, get your Iowa on.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, H. Hit up the farm animals, little Tanya, get the scoop on it. But watch your head, cause girl, the chicken gonna poop on it. And when I say poop on, I don't mean mustard. But the prize money custard tastes so good, it left her flustered. Dang, those Iowans know how to please. They be hustling up my taste buds with their recipes. Barbecue, pulled pork, whatever you pick. And every kind of food you want, fried on a stick. The cows be saying,
moo.
The ducks be saying,
quack.
Show me another udder, baby, I gon' bring it back. She see a big daddy bull, and Tanya starts to stutter. Hold up, dad, I think that cow is made of butter. And she shudder to wonder, to even think, how many times the Lord you had to kill to make that thing? But it's so cool, in fact, it's amazing. So everybody sing,
take me to the fair, daddy, bring me along, I wanna kick you with a car, get my Iowa on. Take me to the fair, daddy, bring me along, and check covers up all of this, your Iowa on.
She's got crazy entertainment all up in the main stages, built with a Riley talent show for all ages. And Tanya see kids and they grandma, they shorty, and they all chillaxin' whether they 2 or 40. Iowa, they keep it country, but they gangster too. They got pimped out tractors and the ribbons are blue. And they Trump NYC, nothing to debate about it. Tanya love Iowa, there's nothing she could hate about it.
Take me to the fair, daddy, bring me along, I wanna kick it with a car to get my Iowa on.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love the Can Man Show. I love the Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!